6:35 a.m. It's a very dramatic time. It's very specific, very dramatic. I don't know why I felt that way, but as soon as I said 6:35 a.m., I was thinking drama, and the train lines won't switch, so the switching tracks won't switch. Something's wrong. Trains have to be stopped. This causes delays and cancellations. A driver of a train in the area gets out of his train, runs down the tracks to see what's wrong with the switches. A turtle has crawled into the switch, and as the track tries to switch, it gets stuck. The turtle gets stuck. Both are stuck. The turtle is stuck. The switch is stuck. Everything is stuck. The man removes the turtle and fixes the situation. There were 6 train cancellations and 5 trains delayed up to an hour, affecting over 3,000 people. It's an interesting problem because do you turtle-proof your trains? How do you turtle-proof your trains? How can trains be turtle-proofed? How can anything be turtle-proofed? If you have turtles in the world, can you proof it against turtles? This is the question we have to ask ourselves. This is the eternal question, the question that maybe can never be answered. School staff, you know, they have to plan meals, meal budgeting. This is really a big thing because you think it's not just for a group, it's for a school, it might be for multiple schools. This is a big job. One person decided to swap out thigh meat for breast meat now. I always buy breast meat. I guess I am just buying the cheapest meat on the shelf. I never even thought about it. Thigh meat might be better. I mean, I like thighs. That sounds creepy when I say it. We're talking about chickens. In the first year, the price of a school lunch went from 310 yen down to 296 yen. That is a 14 yen savings on every single lunch. That's great. The second year, 330 yen was brought down to 280 yen. That is a 50 yen savings. This, of course, massive savings, because again, we're not talking about individual lunches, we're talking about cumulative over hundreds, if not thousands of lunches. There were no complaints. There's some great savings going on. So what do you do with that money? You embezzle it. That is the only solution. This person over a couple of years embezzled 7.98 million yen. So I criticize a lot of the crimes on Ninja News Japan. I criticize them for, you know, being overly ambitious or being poorly planned out, but this is good crime. I'm just wondering where it went wrong exactly, because stealing tiny amounts consistently over time, if it goes unnoticed, again, you can build up to 7.98 million yen. Now, let's be clear. When we say 7.98 million yen, for our listeners who don't have a full understanding of what the yen is worth, that is a really, really good salary for 1 year. So they've stolen 1 year's salary. So this isn't $7 million where you could probably, if you live frugally, live for the rest of your entire life after you get like $1 million or $2 million. This is, you know, $70,000, $60,000 at the current exchange rate probably. But I'm still thinking this was a better way to steal, because if you can just get a couple of yen off each lunch and put that in your pocket. The problem is, I don't know. They didn't explain how the investigation went to actually make sure to actually get caught. So what was the mistake that was made that got the person caught is the bit I actually am interested in. We don't get that information quite yet. Of course, you have 7.98 million yen extra sitting around. What are you going to do? You go for beauty treatments. You go for travel. You go for dog care. And this is it. A lot of people who steal money, they steal money and then they start living a lifestyle out of the range of the money they make. That could have been the thing that got them noticed. Like, how are you able to afford these beauty treatments? How are you able to afford to travel as much as you do on the salary you make? I guess it'd be easy to cover and just say, like, my dad has money and he pays for it and he just makes me work. Something like that. I don't know if, again, these people were that smart. I think embezzlement is one of those ones where I think it's a better crime overall. But they did get caught. So if you start embezzling money, you actually can't change your lifestyle. You have to squirrel that money away, put it somewhere else until you have enough money to quit the job you have now. Living the same lifestyle, this is a problem. Everyone gets greedy. You don't increase your lifestyle. You want to get enough money so that you can stop working and live the same lifestyle for the rest of your life. If you can do that, you've won the game, because now you're living at the same standard, but you're not working anymore. The person was caught, fired, and then had to return the full amount of money. So, I mean, there's no jail time involved in this. This is actually, to me, the interesting part. If there's no jail time, like, okay, losing your job is punishment, but you can get other jobs. I don't know how much they got paid before. I don't know what was going on. Returning the full amount is not a particularly harsh punishment. I think they got off really easy, and it makes a really good case for embezzlement being the crime of the future. The highly promoted crime of Ninja News Japan, embezzlement. This actually happened a while ago, but there's an element of this I'm not going to say till the latter part of the story. but there were 7 quasi gang members. I don't know what quasi gang members means already. Like, they're kind of in a gang. They're in a gang that's not well organized. That actually might be what they're saying, because I feel like the organization of this gang was the core issue of what was going on. There were 7 members of a quasi gang outside an Apple store, and they were having an argument, and the argument got so bad, they were, I'm assuming, pushing each other around, fighting and stuff, being like gang members. Of course, it's disruption of business. Woo, obstruction of business. It's been a while since we had that. I actually was thinking, for the stories we do, all the, because we have obstruction of business, whenever that comes up, we ding. Then we need one for to satisfy my sexual desires, because that is the non-excuse for committing any kind of sexual crime in Japan. I did it to satisfy my sexual desires. Almost every time a story comes up and it involves some kind of like sexual element, like I can predict what they're going to say. Like, I did it because I was horny. That's really all they're saying. And that's not an excuse. It's not a reason. So I'm thinking of making a couple of things that as they repeat over the next couple of weeks, if it's things I've heard many, many times over the last few years in Ninja Japan, I'm going to add it to the ding list. We're going to have multiple dings, hopefully, per episode, because it's fun to keep track of the lame excuses people make for doing crimes and dumb shit all the time. These quasi gang members wanted to buy iPhone 15s for resale. So they're basically scalping, or they're reselling them on the internet or something else. They were waiting in line. It's very Japanese gang members waiting in line. They're waiting in line. And then they start to get into it. This gang is called the Chinese Dragon Gang, but it consists of Japanese and Chinese people. Now, they're probably Chinese-Japanese citizens. I'm not really sure. But the two guys who got into it was a Japanese guy and a Chinese guy from the same quasi gang. So this is where I'm thinking the organization aspect comes into it. Like, are these two gangs, sort of the Japanese element and the Chinese element, of the same gang? But then they sort of form into little factions within the gang. I've played that video game. Or has it just been disorganized? So they're like, I think I should get it, and they think they should get it, and they start fighting because they're gang members. They don't know how to do it. The bit that got me. So this is a bad organization across the board. This organization needs better leadership. And that is where I think the big failure in this gang is the leadership is not clear. There's a secondary issue, though. The Japanese dude was 50 and the Chinese dude was 43. I don't know. I understand, like, reselling and scamming and stuff. That is a great way to make money. I don't know. Being in a gang, I guess it's the word gang to me has this implication of youth. And so this 50-year-old still being in a gang buying iPhones to resell is kind of like sad. I'm 52. I would never want to be in a gang. I'd want to be in a crew. I'd want to be in an organization. I'd want to be sort of moved up higher in the structure, the stratosphere of all these things. Yeah, I think I'm just a little torn on, I guess this guy's life has not worked out the way he wanted it to, and this is the only option he has. Both these guys, they're in their 40s and 50s. They're in a quasi-gang arguing over who can buy more iPhones so they can resell them, I assume, on the internet. I mean, that's pretty much, I've really depressed myself now. I guess I should look at this more as, look at how good my life has turned out because I sit around podcasting for fun, as opposed to standing around fighting with other people who are supposed to be in the same gang as me over iPhone 15s. A doctor has a fiance, and they break up. I mean, that happens. They were going to get married, something goes wrong, and they break up. The woman then demands 10 million yen in compensation for the breakup of this relationship. That already seems like a lot. Like, I get doctors make a lot of money, but because your wedding doesn't work out, like, if he's paying for something, maybe I could understand it. But it sounds like she was saying, you took away these years of my life. We didn't get married, so you owe me money. That seems to be it's a very sort of Japanese, I don't know about Asian, but you pay for a lot of things in Japan, like just pay money. When you get married, you don't give presents, you give money. It's a way better system in that aspect. But there is a lot of like direct monetary compensation for things that in the West, we probably wouldn't even consider giving money for. So in this case, I'm assuming that it's the time that she invested in the relationship. She wants that money back, although she doesn't really have given any money in. I assume, I don't know enough about the details. All we really know is they were engaged to be married, broke up, and then she's like, give me 10 million yen. doctor's pissed about this. He's like, why do I have to give you 10 million yen? Maybe you should give me 10 million yen. I was the catch in this relationship. Then he posted on her social media, probably Twitter or something, this woman has demanded 10 million yen in compensation from her ex for the unjust annulment of their engagement. Now, that's a pretty factual statement. But now she's suing him for defamation. So there's a very interesting set of criteria here. Defamation. Defamation is when you make someone look bad. This case, and it's a very serious thing in Japan, if you go and like say things about people that are not true on the internet, they can sue you. Defamation in the internet in Japan has become a very big deal. Now, if the fact is that they broke up and then she demanded 10 million yen, and then he just goes and says, this woman demanded 10 million yen for this breakup, is that defamation? Because there is the added thing, I think that statement is factual, but it does make her look bad. And so if it makes her look bad, is that defamation? Now, of course, the reasonable solution would be to just not give her any money and break ties and just not talk to her, not try to get back at her. And then she could try to sue you for the 10 million yen, but there's nothing really to sue for. We broke up. What money do I owe you for a breakup? You've actually just, in a way, proven that we should not have gotten married, that I couldn't trust you in the first place. Is a factual statement that makes you look bad defamation by Japanese law is the interesting aspect of this case that I want to see how this plays out. Because there have been lots of cases where the people did say negative things and they were trying to make them look bad and they weren't necessarily factual. So that is clearly defamation. In this case, he's just made a simple factual statement that does make her look bad. Will that end up being defamation in Japanese court? So we've talked several times. We talked about it really came to light when it was the little suitcases you can ride on with a little motor in it, and a lady got arrested for that. And then there's the scooters that you can just rent and then ride around, electric scooters, and there's electric bicycles. And in Japan, all these are classified as vehicles. So you have to wear a helmet. You're supposed to have like signal lights and all this other stuff. It's a ton of stuff that people do. But that brings you into a secondary issue of drunk people. There's a lot of drunk people in Japan, and they do a lot of fun things like riding scooters. I think if I was drunk and I wanted to get home and there was an electric scooter available, I could see that being like a really good idea for me to do at the time. They've now had like a year of this, so they have a year of data to tell people about. And I know you love data because you're here because I love data. We're just a group of data fanatics. So 17% of accidents involving electric scooters involved a drunk driver. That number is way lower than I expected. I thought 50%. If you had quizzed me on it, I would have gone like, yeah, 50% of the people who got in accidents on electric scooters were drunk, 100%. 4.2% of the injured riders wore helmets. So basically, everyone is getting on these scooters, not wearing a helmet, and then when they have trouble, they get into an accident, not wearing a helmet, they're getting a lot of injuries. So some people, when they ride the electric scooter, you know, they're not very good at it. They just sort of fall off. 40% of those people are drunk. 70% of collisions are with guardrails or poles. So actually, most of the time, they're not hitting cars. They're not getting into accidents with other vehicles. They're just running into something. So like the guardrail, the pole, they just like slam into it. That's 70% of the accidents. So the other 30% probably is like with a pedestrian, with a car or something else. 30% of the people have not had a license. So because these are vehicles, you actually need a driver's license to ride the vehicle. So the electric scooter, the electric bicycle, all these kind of things, you're actually supposed to have a driver's license so that you can ride them. And I think that's a lot of things people are ignoring or they don't know about. These are fairly recent, like the last year rules. So if you listen to Ninja News Japan, you'll know that it is a law. You'll know you should do it. You still might not, but at least you'll know you'll be like breaking the law on purpose.
Excited to be quizzed on the latest kinky, sexy, absurd stuff from Ninja News Japan.
Well, this time, the quiz is a little different. This time we did it a little differently. Just trying to make it sound exciting. Okay, so today's quiz is a slightly different one. It's not actually about a news story. It's, how is your Japanese? Let's start with that.
My Japanese?
Yeah.
My listening is way better than my speaking. My speaking is pretty terrible, to be honest.
Me too. For the years I've been here, my level is incredibly low. I've been here like 20 years. It is ridiculous how poor my Japanese is. But one thing we do is try to stay up on language so we know what's going on. So I have collected some new slang or recent slang, and I want to see if you can figure out what they stand for.
Japanese slang?
Yeah. So if you don't know, you're going to learn. That's a nice thing to learn. You can try it out with your students. And if you know it, that's even cooler, because I didn't know any of these. So my expectation is very low that you'll have an understanding. So Japanese has a lot of onomatopoeia.
Yes.
Do you have the first one I learned was pika pika, which would be shiny or sparkly. Is there any that you know?
I like goro goro for just rolling around on your bed, having a lazy afternoon.
Goro goro is very, very good because it means doing nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. And koro koro, which is rolling something.
Oh, like koro koro, like so you roll the like sushi roll.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you're doing the physical rolling, I actually didn't know that one.
Yeah, koro koro. And there's so many. There's loads.
Yes, there's. I was looking online when I got this first one. There are like 2,000. Easy.
Jeez,
okay. Because there's also regional versions and stuff. So this is a new one, though. And this is mofu mofu. What do you think mofu mofu means? Because again, all this, you have to go off the feeling, right?
Yeah. It feels like it should be something soft.
Yes.
So I think it's... I'm not sure if I can say the first thing that came to mind.
Okay. No, I'm not doing anything dirty. We'll put that off the table right now. None of these are dirty.
It's new. It's slangs. It's got to be for young people. It's the softness of the salaryman's shoulder that you fall asleep on.
You have gone too far. It's simpler than that. So you actually, when you said soft, you're really, really close already when you say soft. If you think about like a puppy or a rabbit or
something. The soft touch, like a cushion, a pillow.
Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Yeah, and so this is a new one. This is if you look in the dictionaries, even the Japanese dictionaries, they won't really have this one in yet. It's mofu mofu is fluffy. Huh.
There you go. Fluffy. Yeah.
The next one, to give you a hint in advance, is actually comes from an English word. So we have lots of English words that get kind of condensed and Japanized.
Mm-hmm.
I should have thought of an example of this one first as well. Oh, because there's so many. And now I can't give you
like Brad Pitt is.
Oh, Brappy. Yeah.
Yeah.
The one I actually just thought of was Sekuhara, which we use all the time on Ninja News Japan because there's lots of sexual harassment stories. So sexual harassment becomes Sekuhara. So they shorten it and make Japanese katakana sounds. This is similar. This is Manspu.
What is it?
Mansupu.
Mansupu.
What is Mansupu?
Oh, I know it. It's either. It's one of the either.
Yeah.
Manspreading or mansplaining.
It is mansplaining.
Yes.
The fact that you got that as quickly as you did is very impressive. So mansplaining, I would say, probably sort of became a thing, the Me Too movement around that time. Mm. So we're talking about like 5 years ago, 6 years ago. In Japanese news, they adopted it like 2017, 2018, but it didn't get popular until they shortened it in sort of 2020, 2021. And now it's become fairly common. Mansupu is mansplaining. This one you will not get.
Okay.
I mean, maybe if you ask some students, but it was just a really good word, so I didn't want to like take it off the list. Hetare.
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 Now, I can't really give you a hint because I think it's just Japanese words condensed into other Japanese words. But heta, maybe you probably know heta.
Heta is like bad at something, right?
Bad at something, yes. If we expand that to more of a concept, and it's going to be discussing a personality.
Clumsy or someone who's useless.
Useless is good.
Okay.
If you could get it, an adjacent word to useless, I think you've got it.
A synonym of useless. Unuseful.
So now we know what your English level is. You're very close. You're way closer than I would have expected.
What's the re? Re?
It's written in hiragana, so I don't have any kanji I could actually give you as a hint. That's actually why it was hard for me and why I figured no one would get it if you just didn't know the word already.
Got it. Hit that it. Pointless?
Yeah, very good. Okay, so it's about a person. So he is hitare. It would be if. Yeah, so I would say, like, oh, that guy's hitare.
Okay, so that so the new guy in the office, God, he's hit the left, and
Yes,
he's he
perfect.
is an absolute
Yep.
buffoon who can't do anything.
Yes, he is pathetic or weak or nerdy.
Okay.
So that's a great word. I'm really happy I learned that. I'm going to throw that one around every now and then, see if anyone
Nice.
notices. But again, these are new, relatively new words. So there's actually a chance that you say this, and Japanese people may not know it. And primarily, younger people will know these more than older people. So if you say this to an older person, there's a very, very good chance to be like, well, that's not Japanese. You go, ha, yeah, it is, granddad.
Yeah, hand in your Japan card.
Yeah. So the last
Okay.
one, Ninja News Japan is primarily a news show, and so this is very news appropriate. It's Moshi Tora. So Moshi is Japanese. Tora is an Americanized word brought into the Japanese and condensed the same way. So do you know the word Moshi? Not Moshi
Moshi,
Moshi.
like moshi moshi? No.
Yeah, no. So if you have like Moshi in a sentence, it's like, for example.
Moshikashitara.
Exactly. So that's the Moshi. That's the same Moshi. So this
Ah.
is, again, I'll give you another hint. This is political. So Moshi Tora.
Tora. Is it Trump? Is it Trump?
Yes!
Trump? Tora. So it's
Perfect.
an example of Trumpism or something.
It's very close. It is, what if Trump wins again? So for
All right.
example,
Ah, right.
so they're talking about like they had a sentence, a full sentence, and it was like, for example, if Trump wins again, this will be bad for Japan. For example, if Trump wins again, he's going to start a war, that kind of thing. So that sentence was coming up a lot. So they condensed it to Moshtora.
Okay. So yeah, if like on a news segment they're talking about the Asian Pacific Trade Pact or
Yeah.
something.
And they're worried that Trump will get in and ruin it. They would say, oh, Moshtara.
Moshta, oh, I like
Moshtara.
it.
So I
Okay.
think you should pull that one out with your students and see if they can understand it, because I don't know how common that is. I know I've seen it came from the news, so I'm thinking it actually has to be fairly common.
Moshitora. Yeah, because it's obviously it's just for this political cycle, isn't it?
Yes. So in
Because
4 years,
again.
if Trump is not like, I don't know, I assume he can just keep running, even though he is going to be like 85, 90 years old, but he's clearly not the kind of personality that's ever going to give up. It'll be interesting. If he loses, would he try again? Because he might. He's that dumb.
Can you keep trying? I guess so. Nothing
Well,
stops
I
you.
found it interesting. I was thinking about terms and Trump. So like he had one, and so this would be his second one.
Yes.
Because he claims that the election was stolen and that he should be president. So I'm like, well, that's your second term. So you don't get a third one in America. So
Yeah.
you're out. But yeah, I actually think he's the kind of guy who, even if he's like approaching 90 years old, would be like, well, I'm still vibrant and youthful and I should be able to run for another term.
He's certainly not going to go just like off into the horizon on his horse, is he?
Yeah,
Even if he loses.
well, this is where Biden, I actually have like, you know, there's a certain amount of pride there because he's become president. What him stepping aside was a big decision, and I think a very good one, and that's why it's sort of turned this whole thing around. But yeah, I think Moshtara, he can't do it. Ha! I used
Watch
it.
that out. You
Moshtara.
used it.
For example, Trump would not be able to do the same thing. Cool.
There
So
you go.
there's a little Japanese lesson for anyone's listening. Don't be surprised if you haven't heard these words, because I hadn't heard these words. My associate Tom has not heard these words. These are new for everybody. Get out there, throw them out in the world, and see what comes back at you. So, 54-year-old man. It's the 50-year-old range. Seems to be the most dangerous time. It's when you sort of like seem to stop giving a shit. And so, what happens is, I'm in that age now. Like, I just don't care. Maybe, or maybe that's going to happen. It seems like if you can get through your 50s most of the time, you don't revert to the sort of base nature that these other, like a ton of stories we do are 50-year-old men. There was a couple of weeks, like a 2 month period, where every single week the joke was a 50-year-old man was the intro sentence, and it was always some really heinous crime. This guy's just hanging out on his 8th floor balcony. He's having a drink. And then he, down on the ground, there's an 81-year-old man who's picking up trash from the street. So he's probably looking at him. They lived in the same apartment. There's no known issues between the two men. Then suddenly the bottle smashes on the ground near the 81-year-old man. So the man on the balcony gets arrested. He says, I threw the bottle, but I made sure no one was there. where this can be factually proven is not true because there was a man there. So you didn't make sure no one was there because you threw it and there was someone there. So that is sort of me, his initial statement is already problematic. So either when he says he's checking that people are there, maybe he really did it, but he did a really poor job. So it would be negligent attempted murder, or he's lying and then it's attempted murder. Well, the police, they're not taking any chances. They're arresting this guy for attempted murder for throwing a bottle off the 8th floor balcony and almost hitting this 81-year-old man, especially because previous week there was also a similar incident where the 81-year-old man was down and a bottle almost hit him in the head. They don't know if it was the same guy, but they're sure suspicious now. There's open air hot springs. And one of the things you now have to do, we had a story, it was like last year or previously, and it was a man who had telephoto lenses. Like he was up in the mountains taking pictures of these open air baths of naked women. This is the level of creep these guys get into. Well, now you not only have to like get a scope and check the mountain range around the open air bath that you're in, they're actually ruining it. I guess I don't care if you want to take pictures of me naked. It's not a particularly big thing. But I understand a lot of people would not want their naked pictures taken. You now have to check the rocks as well. Because this guy took a phone. It looked like a phone. He said it to the camera, but it looked like a phone. And he pushed it in. He made like a rock face. And he built the phone into the rock face and had a brown covered cable so it could camouflage it. And then a little couple meters away, there would be a battery pack to keep the camera going. He had multiples of these. And he planted them around some open air baths so he could take pictures of women nude. Now, this is the same guy who did the telephoto lens thing. So he was getting like different angles, different spaces. A customer noticed the camera. Now, I've seen The Rock. It would have been incredible. You have to look for it. So kudos to this lady who was really on the ball, because I don't think I would have noticed at all. I'm also pretty ignorant of my surroundings. I probably just would have walked in, you know, helicoptering, just seeing what goes on. You can take those pictures. I don't think you'd be able to sell them on the internet. I hope they don't do anything for you. They probably won't do anything for you. The police show up. She calls the police and says, I found a camera in this hot spring. The police show up. They take the camera and then nothing happens. So they look on it. They're like, oh, someone's taking pictures. The guy then turns himself in. And this is where I get super critical. So yes, he showed up probably to collect his camera and his battery pack. And then he goes, oh my God, they're gone. That means the police must have them. So then he turns himself into the police. This doesn't mean the police have you. They don't have anything on you. They have a phone. They have a camera. They have a battery pack. Are your fingerprints on it? Probably not. It's been outside for an extended period. So they're not getting any fingerprints off it. He wasn't really thinking, but maybe then he's suddenly racked by guilt. I don't know. There's a lot of Japanese people, when they sort of get caught, turn themselves in. And I think that's bad criminality. If you're going to be a criminal, you got to go all the way. So you don't turn yourself in. You make the police do their job. You have to make them hunt you down. Now, if you want to leave clues and tricks and things to taunt the police, you can do that. I think it's a bad idea, but you can do it. That's at least you're playing the part of the criminal. They have to play the part of the police and actually hunt you down and find you. Otherwise, what are we paying them for? Guy turns himself into the police once he realizes they have his phone camera thing, his little setup. The police then find 1,000+ photos of people. So that's not photos, 1,000 individuals, photos of individuals. So there's probably 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 pictures, but 1,000 different people have had their picture taken of them naked. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison, which has been suspended for 5 years. I'm really torn on this one, because this is a guy who's like, he's put a lot of work into it. This is organized. This is someone who's put a lot of time and effort. He's got the telephoto set up. He's got the rock set up. He's got camouflage. How is this guy not going to commit this crime again? He needs to be punished. But he has 5 years. If he doesn't do anything again, he doesn't go to jail. Again, I'm torn. I think maybe I need to go study some law, and specifically punishments and the viability of each punishment, because he's violated a lot of people's privacy. He hasn't technically hurt them directly. It doesn't seem like he's been releasing these on the internet. These seem to be all self-use. If we find out they were all released on the internet or something like that, I don't know. I think that levels it up a bit. I think you should get more time or punished right away. I don't know. It's really tough. If you have opinions on this, like, should he be punished? Should he be punished right away? Is a suspended sentence acceptable in this situation? The defending attorney said that he was showing real remorse in court. And he did turn himself in. So that should be taken into account. And I'm like, that should be taken into account. But that just, to me, would mean you don't get the maximum sentence. It doesn't mean you shouldn't get punished at all, which actually seems like this is how it's turned out. So if you have an opinion on this, I actually would like to hear it. What do you think would be the appropriate punishment? Taking thousands of pictures of people without their permission. Send a message to chunkandbeefchest@gmail.com or speakpipe.com/chunkandbeefchest. If you want to leave a voice message.